how can you be comfortable about a force which come to kill you? This is our question. I think that you can answer this question. But we think that the international community have to know the real situation which is on the ground. You know that these days we are in negotiation with the government of Kinshasa. We are partners of peace. And you know that these talks, which is running now in Kampala, come from the resolution which ICGLR took in November. And we don't know why another part of the international community decided to fight us and decided to destroy this peace process. We don't know. We never understand this.
The peace talks in Uganda seem to have broken down. I hear the M23 is blaming the government in Kinshasa. Why?
But the peace process is gone in Kampala. And we think that we are in the good way. And in a few days, we hope that we'll get an agreement. But, you know, if there is a small break, it's coming from the government of Kinshasa, who is not on the ground in Kampala. They are not there. They went back in Kinshasa, and we don't know why. But our delegation is now in Kampala, and we are waiting for the government of Kinshasa to come. And we think that if they come, we can continue with the talk. But we think that our people can't believe, can't agree as even the government side and the entity side, they can't agree as to be back from Kampala without a peace agreement. And for that, we are working on it, and we think that in a few days we will get it.
Mr. Bisimwa, do you think that there could be peace? Since Rene Abandi, one of your lieutenants, said that M23 is frustrated because the government in Kinshasa is not ready to hold peace talks, and you don't know what is happening, but they seem to be delaying. Is that the case?
Yes, I think that we have many reasons which can justify this position of Rene Abandi. You know, the government of Kinshasa, when the government of Kinshasa say that it can't give amnesty to us, it means that it doesn't want peace in the country. When the government of Kinshasa say that they will not implement a program of reconstruction of the eastern of Congo, this is a big problem. When the government of Kinshasa say that they can't integrate our forces in the national army, this is a big problem. How can we say that they want to build peace in this area? This is the big problem which we have. But we think that they will change their position if they want to build peace in our country, in this part of our country. They have to change their position about these matters.
But Mr. Bisimwa, why should the government consider giving the M23 rebel group amnesty when you took up arms to destabilize part of the country? Why should they give you amnesty?
But we are not the first group to take arms to against the country. And you know that we've never took the arms to against the country. When we took the arm to defend ourselves when the government of Kinshasa decided to fight us, this is the truth, and you know that. If you know our history, you have to know that we didn't take first arms, but we claimed the respect or the application of the accord or the agreement which we signed with the government of Kinshasa in 2009, you know, and the government decided to fight us. Since that day, we are defending ourselves. And even now, we are asking to the government to solve the problems by a peace process, but you know that since we began this peace process, government of Kinshasa never show us that he is ready to make peace with us. You know, we in December we asked them to sign together a ceasefire agreement. But they didn't accept this. But we decided to sign it ourselves and alone. Today, I don't know if they can say anything about this. If they can say that they are accepted to make peace in our country, we don't know. You know, even when we were talking in Kampala, they went to UN to bring the brigade from UN to against us again, and it means that they don't need peace in our country. They don't need a peace process in our country. They need only a victory on M23. This they need. Not peace process, not peace for our people.
There were reports that Uganda and Rwanda have been supporting your M23 group. Is that true?
But you know that in our country, when the government is not able to resolve problems of society, they check someone or some country which they can accuse to be the causes of their incapacity to resolve problems of people. And this, we are not surprised by this accusation. You know, we are Congolese. If you see all our claims, they are problems of Congolese. And we are not talking about problems of Uganda or problems of Rwanda. All our soldiers, they are coming from the National Army, the Congolese Army. And we as Congolese, we are really Congolese. We are not Rwandans, we are not Ugandan, we are Congolese. This is the truth. And how can they say that this movement is supporting by Uganda and Rwanda? They know, because Kabila know that when his father arrived to the power, yes, he was supporting by these two countries. And now he's fearing that we as M23, we are also supported by those countries, and he thinks that we'll fight him until Kinshasa to remove him from the power. But this is not our objective is to resolve our problem in the eastern of Congo.
What problems are there?
Yes, we know that here in the part of this this country, we have problem of insecurity with security. We have political problem because until now, if you finish your university, you can't find a job in this part of Congo. You can't travel inside Congo. You can't, because there is no roads. The people are being killed by some groups which are coming from other countries. You know, we are FDLR. We have FDLR. We have FNL. We have LRA. Those movements, they are killing every day our people. They are raping women. They are destroying infrastructures in our villages. How can we say that we are living as other people in the world? We have the right.
No. But Mr. Bisimwa, the government says,
To claim it. It's all we are asking.
The government stresses that you are contributing to the instability in the Eastern Congo by taking up arms to fight the government soldiers. So why do you turn say that there's problem of insecurity if you are one of the contributing factors of the insecurity in the Eastern Congo?
And my question is this, to respond to you. Before M23 to be here, was in Congo, was in this part of Congo, security. This is, I think, it's a simple question. The government of Kinshasa had to stop, to lie to the world. I think they have to know that people know that before M23, there was not security in our country. People were killing. Ladies or women were raped every day. Young people couldn't get a job in our country. There were not robbed in our country. People, some journalists were killing. And how can they say that the M23 is the problem of our country? We can't understand it.